Hey there, welcome to episode 321 of a new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here today. Today is the official start of the dog days of podcasting, so I'd like to welcome any new listeners we may have who are taking part in this 30-day challenge. The challenge is to put up a podcast a day for 30 days. This should be fun. For the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, I already do a show every Monday through Friday. The challenge will be to forego my weekend breaks and bring new content to you on those days. I hope to have some nice surprises for you, and at the end of the show today, I'm going to have an idea on how you can help this to be fun for you too. For the new listeners, on this show, we're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is reading through the Old Testament, track two is reading through the New Testament, and the third is reading through the books of poetry and wisdom. Those are books like Psalms, Proverbs. Right now, we're in the book of Job. Each day alternates to one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Today we're on track two, and we're going to finish the New Testament book of 2 Timothy. The Apostle Paul is in a Roman prison, and he's writing his final letter to Timothy, his young protege. This week we're reading from the New American Standard Bible, which is one of my favorite translations. The language is a bit formal, but the accuracy of the translation is quite good. You ready to start? Let's begin. 2 Timothy chapter 3. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these, for among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith. But they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, and sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But evil men and impostors will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Make every effort to come to me soon, for Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Be on guard against him yourself, for he vigorously opposed our teaching. At my first defense, no one supported me, but all deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained in Corinth, but Trophimus I left sick in Miletus. Make every effort to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, also Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brethren. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. May God bless the reading of His Word. In the beginning of chapter 3, Paul said that the last days would be difficult because of how evil people will be, and he listed some of the characteristics they'd have. Here's that list again. Lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. You know, one thing Facebook has done is allowed pretty much anybody with a computer to put their life on display for all to see. And it's amazing to me what some people think and say and do. I'm sorry to say that I've seen all the traits that Paul was talking about displayed on Facebook. Now, let me hasten to say that there are some wonderful people there as well who display the opposite traits. But I must admit that I had no idea how many of the other kind were in the world. I guess I've lived a bit of a sheltered life. One of the greatest things that's happened to me since I started podcasting is that my world has expanded enormously, and I've met so many fantastic and wonderful people from around the world whom I hope to meet in person someday. I've already met some of them over the past 10 plus years, and it's good to know that they're there. But Paul's list to Timothy should give us pause. When you combine his writing here with so many other prophetic passages of Scripture, I have to say that it does look like we're in the last days. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But given the constraints of time, I really don't have time to expand on that thought. But it's not all bad. The final four verses of chapter 3 really encapsulate the reason I do the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Here they are again. Paul said, "You, however, continue in the things you've learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you've learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." To continue in the things you've learned and become convinced of, you need to be a continuing student of Scripture. There's so much in Scripture that just one reading doesn't really get it inside of you like it does if you're a lifelong student. Every time I read through the Bible, I learn something new. And most believers agree that they have to stay in Scripture, but they have a hard time doing it, me included. So this show helps me to stay in the Scriptures, and I hope that it helps you too. I said at the top of today's show that I had an idea that might make the dog days of podcasting fun for you. I actually got this idea from one of the dog days participants, Dave Slusher, who has what he says is the longest running podcast in the world. And I have no reason to doubt that because he was around when I started back in November of 2004. Actually, I just checked out his Patreon page and on it he says that he started in August of 2004. So there you go. Anyway, Dave has asked his listeners to submit questions which he will answer on one of the Dog Day shows. I like that idea, so if you have a question that you'd like me to tackle, send it to steve@lifespringmedia.com. It could be a question about the Bible or Christian doctrine or whatever you're curious about. I'll do my best to answer. These questions will be answered on the weekend shows since I don't want to make the Monday through Friday shows any longer than the approximately 10 minutes that I shoot for now. I hope you'll participate. steve@lifespringmedia.com. Now, if you got comments on today's show, use the same address, steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can also leave a comment on the show notes page at 321.lifespringmedia.com, or you can tweet me at @_SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Be sure you subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Stitcher, my favorite is Pocket Cast, but whatever you use. This is a daily Monday through Friday show, and I hope you'll not want to miss an episode. Tomorrow, we're on track 3, which will bring us back to the book of Job. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.